danger of applause. I have been shown that great caution should be used even when it is necessary to lift a burden of oppression from men and women, lest they lean to their own wisdom and fail to make God their only dependence. It is not safe to speak in praise of persons or to exalt the ability of a minister of Christ. In the day of God, very many will be weighed in the balance and found wanting because of exaltation. I would warn my brethren and sisters never to flatter persons because of their ability, for they cannot bear it. Self is easily exalted, and in consequence, persons lose their balance. I say again to my brethren and sisters, if you would have your souls clean from the blood of all men, never flatter, never praise the efforts of poor mortals, for it may prove their ruin. It is unsafe by our words and actions to exalt a brother or sister, however apparently humble may be their deportment. If they really possess the meek and lowly spirit which God so esteems, help them retain it. This will not be done by censuring them, nor by neglecting to properly appreciate their true worth. But there are few who can bear praise without being injured. Some ministers of ability who are now preaching present truth love approbation. Applause stimulates them as a glass of wine does the inebriate. Place these ministers where they will have a small congregation which promises no small excitement and which provokes no decided opposition, and they will lose their interest and zeal and appear as languid as in the work as the inebriate when he is deprived of his dram. These men will fail to make real practical labors until they learn to labor without the excitement of applause.